This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums.
This month, the Walmart Foundation made a gift of nearly $37,000 to support the Full Circle Campus Food Pantry at the University of Arkansas. The food pantry helps provide emergency food assistance to students and staff on campus. The donation will be used in part to buy food and supplies to keep the pantry stocked and to pay for an intern who will assist with running the pantry. The donation will also help to complete final projects in the food pantry space, such as the installation of an alarm system and a reception area.
A lawsuit was filed yesterday in U.S. District Court in Little Rock by a group of environmental organizations and individuals against the U.S. Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, and the Army Corps of Engineers to prevent gas drilling in the Ozark National Forest and under Greer's Ferry Lake. The suit claims that natural gas mining will severely damage the forest, water, and air, and that the ecological effects of new gas drilling, known as slickwater hydraulic fracturing, are unknown, uncertain, and need to be studied. The complaint goes on to say that proposed drilling leases are far in excess of estimates made in 2005 by the U.S. Bureau of Land Management. Rob Loeffler from Fayetteville and his family are individual plaintiffs. They own property adjacent to the Ozark National Forest.
And what troubles me is the scale of the drilling that the Forest Service is planning to allow. As I understand it, they're estimating there's going to be more than 1,000 drill sites. And each one of those means clearing out a few acres, building roads in through the national forest so their heavy equipment can get in and out, building pipelines, pumping out gas for a year or two, and you hope there's no leaks or blowouts like there was recently in Pennsylvania. And then after production's over, what are you left with? You can't fully reclaim all those drill sites. It's thousands of acres permanently impacted, and that's a really big footprint for the industry to leave on public lands in Arkansas.
The complaint alleges that BLM and the U.S. Forest Service have violated the law by not conducting environmental assessments and resource management planning as required by the Mineral Leasing Act, the National Forest Management Act, and the National Environmental Policy Act. The lawsuit asks that the federal court block issuance of any additional gas leases until a study and a plan are complete. The plaintiffs are represented by Richard H. Mays of the Mays & White Law Firm in Heber Springs.
Maple Street between North Wilson and North Van Devender Avenues in Fayetteville is scheduled to close to through traffic between 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. beginning Monday. City Transportation Division crews will begin replacing deteriorating sections of curb and sidewalk at Maple Street and West Avenue. The work is expected to take a week depending on the weather. The street will be open to traffic during the evenings and detours will be posted. A new survey from the Arkansas Partnership for Teacher Quality finds too many teachers are being produced in Arkansas, but not enough in certain subjects or areas of the state. Dr. Andrew Sewell, the dean of the College of Education at UALR, says not only does the state have a problem with getting teachers in rural parts of the state, but the teacher population is growing less diverse.
Another factor, and that is that teachers often work with students who are like them. We're producing many, many, many Caucasian and particularly female teachers and very few Latino and African-American teachers. And that also is an issue in terms of providing role models for the youngsters in the classrooms and working effectively with their families and their communities, and it's something we have to address.
Sewell says other problems the state faces in education are the lack of teachers in the subjects of science and math. She says schools of education at various universities are recruiting students from the science and technology departments to train more teachers in the subjects.
The Donald W. Reynolds Cancer Support House is inviting all local cancer survivors to come celebrate life at the annual National Cancer Survivors Day event. This year's event is scheduled from 11 until 2, June 4th at Evangel Temple Assembly of God Church at the corner of Townsend and Dodson Avenues in Fort Smith. The year's theme, Mardi Gras, a celebration of life. Seating is limited to the first 300 survivors. Reservations must be made by May 30th. More information at 800-262-9917. And the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office will host the 10th annual Click It or Ticket campaign the 23rd of May through June 5th. Coordinated by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the campaign is a national effort to encourage motorists to obey the law and buckle up both at day and at night. With the passage of a primary offense seatbelt safety law in 2009, law enforcement officers across Arkansas can now be authorized to initiate traffic stops if a driver or passenger simply is not properly restrained.
The University of Arkansas men's golf team is in second place after the first round of competition at the NCAA Northeast Regional in Florida. As a team, Arkansas stands at 5 under par, 1 stroke behind the host, and number 1 seed in the regional Florida. Baylor and North Carolina State are tied for 3rd at 4 under par, with Oregon and Georgia Southern tied for 5th at 3 under. The top 5 teams advanced to the NCAA championships. First tee for both the men's team and the 11th-ranked women's team was scheduled for shortly after 9 this morning.
And 2 Ole Miss pitchers combined to allow just 1 run as the Mississippi Rebels defeated number 23 Arkansas 2-1 last night at Baum Stadium. Arkansas now 34-18 overall, 13-15 in the SEC. Arkansas and Ole Miss will continue the 3-game series tonight, weather permitting, with the first pitch scheduled for 6. CSS and CST will televise Saturday's game. The final game of the series is scheduled for 2:05 that afternoon.